Okay, so he has Friday night. I'm gonna start from Sunday morning and night. Hello, everyone joining. I'm organizing my dog's pill box. I thought this would be fun because I didn't feel like turning my PC on today. So no stream, but we're gonna chat for a bit and do the pill box and hang around. Sorry if you hear me cough, I'm still kinda dead. Okay, let's see. Where do we start with? Okay, Apoquil. There's so many pills. Okay, this is furosemide. Enalapril. Apoquil. Okay, I found the Apoquil. Okay, and then... Okay. And then... What is this? This is Remadil. And then... This is Hydroxyzine. So, Apoquil he gets... Half a tablet daily in the morning. Okay, so... Morning. Let me go ahead and half all of these. Half a tablet daily in the morning. Okay. And then finish that there. Oh wait, there's already half there. Okay, so I got Apoquil done for this week. How are you guys doing? Pillbox. What do you mean you laugh when I say pillbox? What do you mean? Alright, what's next? Next is Vetmedin. Where's Vetmedin? There's Vetmedin. He takes 1 1/2 every morning and night. Wow. Okay, we're starting to run out of this, I guess. So 1 1/2 every morning and night. Okay, 1 1/2 every morning and night. I gotta go to the vet, I guess, by Monday, it seems. Yep. He is all out. So let me put his empty ones to the side because I gotta go to the vet. Okay, and then furosemide. He takes 1 tablet twice a day. Okay. 1 tablet twice a day. 1 tablet twice a day. I'm trying to get it out. Okay. I have Tarzan going on in the background, by the way. Sorry if you hear that. Do I not have any more school pills? I feel like I've messed up so bad. And then I can open the new furosemide. Let's see. Okay, there we go. Okay, and then after furosemide, what's next? What's after furosemide? Pillbox is a type of military bunker as opposed to old man Bep's pillbox. I see. Okay, what's next? Rimadyl. Half tablet twice a day. Hi, Ozzy. He came to see me. Hold on, I can't get this out. Okay. Half tablet twice a day. Here we go. And the other half goes in here. Beth is a medicated old man. That is for sure. Okay, so we did Rimadyl, so now Enalapril. Whoa, I almost spilled everything. Okay. Enalapril. This is 1 1/2 twice daily. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. So I did an Enalapril, now hydroxyzine. 1 a.m. Okay. Wait, that's Rimadyl again. Oh, don't want to give him that many. Okay. 1 in the morning. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, I also have to get him more hydroxyzine. So that's good to know. Okay, and then I think that's it. Okay, I have everything minus what I need to get on Monday. I need more Vetmedin, and also I need more hydroxyzine. Hold on, I gotta put refill notices for these. Refill. And then, I don't need the frozen mud. I just bought that. Wait, what's this? Enalapril. Okay, I can put all this away. So basically, I just need more Vetmedin. Refill. There we go. Now he is all good until Monday. Yippee! Let me just mute my television so I don't get in trouble. Disney copyright will kill me one of these days. No more. Let's see. What else can I do? Hi, Beb. Let me tell you how my day went. I woke up super early like I have been. I've been waking up at like 5 a.m. some around then. And I gave the pups their medicine and gave them breakfast and took them out and all that. I got breakfast. Also, can I just say, it is so nice to, like, be able to order something, like delivery for something, like grocery delivery, food delivery, doesn't matter what it is. Or even an Amazon delivery. It doesn't even matter what it is. But it's so nice to not have a driver get lost and call you, and you have to, like, badly explain directions to where you live. They just know, because it actually, like, the GPS actually takes them to where they're supposed to go. Sorry, I'm going to refill and clean my dog's water bowl. Yeah. It's super duper nice. So I got breakfast. And I've been doing some chores. I folded all of my laundry actually yesterday. I was folding more laundry. And I was folding it at my desk. And I fell asleep at my desk on the clothes I was folding, and I missed
My weekly meeting. My manager, like, mentioned me in my talent channel and was like, "Hey, HM, pleading emoji." I was like, "I'm so sorry. I fell asleep."
I couldn't help it. And then I woke up right after it ended. And I watched the last two episodes of Hazbin Hotel with my friends that I've been watching it with. And then, wait, that was last night. Yeah, that was last night. But I was folding clothes today. And then, what did I do? My mom came over because, what did she come over for again? I feel like I forget why she came over. Oh, that's right. She picked up some things for me because I'm still without a car. So, I needed more dog food for Bep and more dog food for Ozzy. And so I placed an order with PetSmart, and my mom went to pick it up and brought it to me. She also dropped off some baby food because Bep refuses to take his medicine without baby food. So she bought me like a carton because he's a baby. So she came over. But my mom told me, I think she's got a date today. I don't know if you guys have ever heard about like her not boyfriend. I don't know. They dated and almost got married when I was a kid. Then they broke up. And then he moved down here. And they started a friendship. And then they had another falling out. But now they're friends again. He invited her to come over and watch a movie. I think they're Netflix and chilling. But he was like, "You seem really stressed out. You should come over and I'll like cook dinner for you. And we can watch a movie." So that's what she's doing today. Yippee. And then after that, I took a bath. I need to stop taking baths. I need to start like showering more so that I save on water. And yeah. Let's see. What else did I do? Oh, I got up out of the bath. I took my dogs out again. I gave Bep and Ozzy their lunch. And I also did some work on my computer for a bit, but then I turned it off, and I don't want to turn it back on. So no stream today. But I do have a Yandere ASMR premiere tonight if you guys are interested in watching it. It's 6 p.m. PT. I'm shy. No bully. Don't make fun of me. And then I got to test out my new kitchen for the first time, like, actually. So I made beef curry, which is my favorite food, as a lot of you know. And it turned out super duper good. Me and my mom bought some beef stew meat in bulk at Costco at the beginning of the year. We froze half of it and we used the other for actual beef stew. Well, I got to take the frozen one. And there's a lot of beef, so I was like, this would be really good for curry. So the beef was super tender, the potato was super tender, the onion was super tender. It was super duper good, and I have a bunch left over so I can feed it to you guys. It's super nice having leftovers. I love leftovers. I feel like I could eat curry for breakfast, lunch, and dinner several days in a row. So I'm looking forward to that. I also have cookie dough. I have some peanut butter cookie dough that I'm thinking of making here in a bit. Ozzy will just follow me around no matter where I go. Yeah, so that's what I've been doing today. What have you guys been doing? Happy Friday. It's Friday already. That's crazy. You went up on the bed? Not the bed. This is a chair. The living room chair. There you go, Oswald. Do you want to say hi to them, Ozzy? Say hi. He's sniffing the phone. Are you trying to bite me? Yeah? He's a silly little guy. Also, I'm so glad that I got their flea pill, their flea pills when I did, because literally the like day before I moved in, I noticed that Ozzy had a singular flea on him, and I was like, nope, nope, not in my house. So they got their flea pill, and haven't noticed a single one on them, which is good. Working, I see. Depressing myself by washing the pianos. Oh, no. I'm playing God of War Ragnarok so I can finally be at peace. Oh, I've heard a lot of good things about that. Now I'm just chilling in my living room with my dogs. Bepper seems so happy in this house. Like, I don't know. He just seems a lot more spirited. And he wags his tail more. He has a little more skip in his step. He, like, walks a little faster, wags his tail more. And he's actually, like, so I mentioned this before, but he used to sleep in my bed all the time. But eventually he, like, I guess he grew out of it. And he started sleeping in the living room. I guess that was his preference. But ever since we moved into my new house, he will sleep with me every night. He's super happy to do so. And he just lounges around in my bed all day. And that makes me really happy because, you know, I guess it's a little morbid or, like, sad to say. But, like, since this is, like, the last part of his life, I'd like to spend as much time with him as I can, you know? So it's nice that he wants to do the same thing and, like, sleep in the same bed with me again. That makes me happy to spend time with my little guy while he's still here. So that's been nice. After I finished this Twitter space, I got to vacuum because there's, like, an empty room and they're the last person that, well, I guess my landlord because he used to live here. He had a cat, and there was a lot of, like, buildup of, like, fur and dust in that singular room, so I need to vacuum that room and make sure that I get it out of there. Yeah. These puppies are tuckered out. They love the backyard. Well, it's mainly Ozzy that loves, like, running around, but he will just run and run and run. He's like a little race car. That's crazy. Now he's sleeping in my lap. They're so tired. They're so tired. I'm trying to decide if I want to stream tomorrow, but I'm not 100% sure. I might try to do Poppy Playtime again, because I couldn't do it yesterday. So we ended up finishing Hollow Cocoon instead. So hopefully, if all goes well, maybe I'll stream tomorrow. I don't know. We'll see how I feel, because I don't know. Even though, like, I'm completely done moving in, this whole, like, process has been really exhausting, and I kind of just wanted to take, like, a little bit more time to, like, adjust and get used to things. And I'm really tired this week. So I've been, like, I don't know, I've been all over the place. I'm just really tired. I am tired. Man, it's so quiet now in this house. Oh, I need to, like, put up moving blankets or something on my walls because, like, the reverb is crazy in there. It's because I don't have as much fabric, I think. I think I had less, like, reverb in my old room because I had tapestries hanging. So maybe I need to just hang up those tapestries again and it'll help. I also need curtains for my window because my desk is right next to there and I was singing really loudly this. Oh, I also did recording today. I did recording for something related to Gen 3. Can't say what it is, but I recorded something related to Gen 3 and I was really, really loud and it was like 7 a.m. but I didn't get a complaint, so I'm assuming it was okay. But I should really put some, like, thick curtains up for the window at least. I think there's really only one neighbor that could hear me from there, though. I just need a soundproof in general. I think that it would be the most respectful thing for me to do, especially if I have to stream at nighttime. So maybe some rugs, maybe. Wow. My mom also brought me cough drops. I'm so sick of this being sick thing. Because, like, I can't even record the way I want to right now. I'm sick of being sick. It's the worst. Man. All I've been doing since I've been here is, like, while I'm doing, like, errands and stuff. Not errands, more like chores. I'll just put a Disney movie on. Like, right now, Tarzan is on my TV. Earlier, it was Turning Red. Earlier, it was Spider-Man Far From Home. Princess and the Frog. All that good stuff. I don't know. I feel like when I'm, like, busy with something, like, I need to get something done, I always put on, like, a Disney movie or a Lucky Star. Those are my go-tos. My go-tos. Bling, bong, bong, bling, bong, bong, bling, bong, bong, born. That song goes so hard. Bling, bong, bong, bling, bong, bong, bling, bong, bong, born. Bling, bong, bong, bling, bong, bong, bling, bong, bong, born. My goodness. Okay, I have a question for you guys. Since I went a little bling bong bong born tangent. What is your favorite anime opening of all time? What's your favorite anime opening? I'm my sausage. I say. I think someone made a post on Twitter that said that they were saying, I buy sausage. But yeah, what's everyone's favorite anime opening? Like, of all time. My goodness. Bing bong bong bing bong bong bing bong bong bong. Bing bong bong bing bong bong bing bong bong bong. Also, if you're listening to this space, but you don't know where to, like, comment, I linked a YouTube live stream link so you can type in the chat there and we can talk in real time. Angel Beats? Ah. I see. You know what I want to do? I want to rewatch Clannad. I really want to rewatch Clannad. I recently just finished rewatching Canon 2006. I love Canon 2006. Silhouette, that's really good. I don't know what my favorite anime opening would be. Oh, Period from FMAB. That's also really good. Samurai Champloo. That's one I need to rewatch too. I think I rewatched it a few years ago, but I want to rewatch it again. It's such a classic. There's too many. Real. What's my favorite? I feel like favorite anime openings change all the time for me, to be honest. What are some that stay in my head? The Clannad After Story one always stays in my head. What else? Ooh, sorry. Samurai Champloo. Elfin Lied. I really like the Dot Hack Roots opening. And I also really like Rose and Maiden's opening. I really like Alley Project. I really like Alley Project. What else? Oh, of course, all the Kaguya-sama openings are really, really good. Card Captor Sakura. They're so good. I really like that one ending from Cardcaptor Sakura. I think it's just called Groovy. You know, na 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 na. You know that one? I really like that song. I really like that song. Ugh. Let's see. What's another good song? Shigenota. So good. I want to do a proper cover of it. Lacrosse has really good openings, too. Ooh. Nyan, 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 ni hao, nyan. Gorgeous, delicious, decalcha. Oishii, nyan. Let's see. I really like the Orimo opening, too. That reminds me. The other day, my friends were like, what's your guilty pleasure anime? And I said, Orimo. And I have all of the manga physically. And Kuroneko is my best girl ever. I don't know. It was really entertaining, okay? The Dragon Ball Kai theme song. Oh, I see, I see. Ooh, I really like the Ranma openings and endings and stuff, too. I love Ranma 1/2. Yapapa, yapapa, e-sounding. Man, I love Ranma 1/2. That's another one I gotta rewatch. I was rereading it some time ago. But I got really far in, but I don't remember where I left off at. Sometimes it happens to me where I get really far into a series, like manga-wise, and then I'll fall off for one day, and then I'll fall off for life, and I never remember to, like, go back to it. I don't remember where I left off, and then if I do, I don't know what's going on. It happens too often. German version of the second Rama OP. I'll have to look that up. There was a main cafe I went to in Japan that performed Macross. Oh my god. Hello, Macross. Oboete imasu ka? Hello, Macross. Ugh. Macross F, like Frontier, is my favorite Macross. Ugh. I just get so happy. My best girl is Cheryl Gnome. Cheryl is my best Macross girl. I guess besides Lin-Min Mei, though. I love Lin-Min Mei. But when I was younger, though, when I was, like, in middle high school, Ranka was my best girl. And I still really, really like Ranka, but Cheryl became my favorite. And I almost went to go see Main in concert, because I was in Los Angeles at some point when she was there. Man, I wish I could have gone. I love Main. So cool. So cool. Also, Macross Delta has super good music. I love Zetora. Zetai Reiro. That's it. That's what it's called. I also really like Ikenai Borderline. Rama 1/2 is one of my first anime / manga I saw as a kid and finished. Not many of my friends have ever seen it. Really? Yeah, I read the manga when I was really, really young. Like, it was in my, like, local library, so I read it when I was in, like, I don't know, elementary school, probably. They even had it in, like, my middle school library, which was surprising to me. I feel like they don't really ever look at the contents of those books. They literally just are like, oh, it's a comic, so all children can and should read it, you know? That's what it feels like, but I read a lot of things growing up that I probably shouldn't have read.
Many a thing. Many a thing. Huh. Let's see, what else did I read growing up, like in the library? Ranma, or on High School Host Club. What was it called? Beat the Vandal Buster or something like that. Naruto. What else is in the library? I feel like there's so much. I just remember like checking out all the manga in my library. Like, in huge, like, capacities. Reading them all in one go for as long as I was able to and then returning them. Man. I want to go back to that. I miss, like, going to the library and checking out manga when I was, like, 11 years old. That was the best. That was the best. I think my first manga that I, like, actually, okay, so my first manga that I purchased not knowing it was a manga was Yotsuba. Yotsubato? Yeah, I love Yotsuba. I love Yotsuba so much. I love the creator of Azumanga Daioh, like, a lot. And the first manga I bought knowing it was a manga was Negima. I love Negima. Isn't Ken Akamatsu, like, a politician now? He's trying to, like, do something about Japan censorship laws or something like that. Yeah. I really love Love Hina, too. Man. I love Negima. It becomes such, like, a cool, like, shonen battle manga. So cool. King of Thorn? I don't think I read King of Thorn, but I think there was, like, an anime for it that was not very good that I saw a long, long time ago or something like that. Yeah. Huh. Something like that. Love Hina for me. Love Hina's so good, too. I recently rewatched Love Hina, too. Man. I really love Negima, though. I remember I had the OVAs on DVD. The sussy ones. Forever ago when I was in, like, middle school. That was crazy. I remember I'd buy, like, I don't know. If I had money, I would. There's a Suncoast store. And there was a movie stop. And my parents never, like, looked at the boxes to make sure they were age appropriate. So I'd buy, like, super edgy anime, like, box sets and stuff. Like, Mahoromatic and Negima and Shuffle and all that good stuff. I became cultured at a very young age. But yeah, my parents just never check that kind of thing. They're just like, go pick out what you want. And they're, I guess they all, I don't know, my parents assumed that anime was, like, for children. Just children. And so I knew that it wasn't, but they didn't know that. They didn't need to know that. Ugh. I wish that Suncoast store never closed down, because they had really good selections of anime DVDs. Like, not like what Movie Stop had. You gotta learn it from somewhere. Oh, I remember when I was, like, 13, I saw the box set of Elfin Lied at Best Buy. And my parents were like, pick out DVDs you want for your birthday. And I really wanted Elfin Lied, but I think that Lucy was, like, partially nude on the cover of the box set, and so I was like, I know I can't get away with this one. I know I can't get away with this one. I love Shuffle. I've also played the visual novel. I love Shuffle. Kaede is my best girl. I love Kaede. I really, really like the individual tracks for the girls in Shuffle. The ones that are played throughout the series and then in Shuffle Memories, they have, like, openings of, like, those songs, but with the girls singing them. I love those songs. My favorite is probably Nenine's, Primula, and let's see, Kaede's. Yeah, I think Primula's is probably my favorite one though. I love Kaede. I also really like the like demon, like what is it called? Spinoff with like Nenine and her mom and all the other demons. What is it called? Tic-tac? What was it called? Let me check. Let's see. Shuffle. Visual novel. What was it called? Tic-tac. It was called Tic-tac. Yeah, I love Tic-tac. It's the second one in the Shuffle series. Yeah. Ooh, I love Maids. Maids are so good. But yeah, I also played Shuffle really young. I had all the DVDs. I had that box set that Funimation released that had, like, CS panties in them. And it was like a purple thong, I think. And it had the words God on them. I had the box set that had that in it. Please series? Oh! Like Please Twins and Please Teacher? Please Twins is also a guilty pleasure. I really like Please Twins. It has a really good opening theme. I guess Ano Natsu Demateru also counts as, like, a Please series, but it's, like, more wholesome, I guess. Yeah. Man. What's another visual novel I really like? White Album 2. I really like White Album 2. Of course, Higurashi, Umineko. I think my first ever, like, eroge that I ever played was Edelweiss. And it's just so silly. But, I was, like, 13 or 14. And I was telling my friend that I was having a sleepover that was like, hey, we should download an anime porn game onto your computer. And we were like, we don't have the money for it. We didn't know how to, like, you know, get a game back then. So we found out that there's a demo of Edelweiss. So we played that. I did play Katawa Shoujo. I did. I played through every single route. Every single route. She tastes like bacon. Yeah, there's no mistaking. Hanako. Was that her name? I really liked Hanako and I liked Emmy. Those were my favorite. Man. Those are the days. 2012. I played that for the first time in June of 2012, I'm pretty sure. Wow. Put your face to your friend. You know what I want to play? Which, I don't really know if I should play it on stream. But I want to play Class of 09 so bad. Oh. I want to play Class of 09. Ugh. the bacon. Burn Girl is my favorite. Yeah. Man. I remember Katana Shoujo was like, it was decently written. Because I remember when I played it, I cried. I'm pretty sure I cried when I played Katana Shoujo. It also had nicely animated, like, sequences by, what's his name? Mike NL? Yeah. Yeah. It was really nice to look at. I thought it was very charming. What are you doing, Ozzy? He's trying to get comfy. Comfy, wumpy. Let's see. I'm trying to think of others I've played, because I've definitely played others. Like other visual novels and Inoue and stuff like that. I played Euphoria. I played, what is it called? Maggot Bites or Maggot Bites or something like that. A long time ago. I want to play Tsubahibe again. I'm pretty sure that I played it before, but it was like a super long time ago. And it wasn't like a proper playthrough. I want to play Tsubahibe. I also want to, I don't think I've played through Clannad, but I'd like to play through Clannad. I played through Canon. In fact, when I was in high school, one of the first, like, voice acting projects I was ever, like, cast in was a fan dub of the entire Canon visual novel, and I was IU. You know, I was IU. I love IU. I remember IU used to be my best girl when I was in middle school, but Nayuki became my best girl. I also get really attached to side characters in key visual novel series. So, like, I also really like Sayori from Canon. And I remember in Clannad, one of my favorite characters was Yukine. Yeah. Oh my goodness. Oh my damn. Oh my goodness. They're going ham. Yeah. What time is it? Okay. 3:29. Man. I watched a lot of things I shouldn't have. I remember when I was in 8th grade, I got the flu, so I stayed home for a whole week because I was sick, but my mom went to work, so I'd hop on the computer even though I didn't feel good, and I'd watch this show called Seiko no Quasar. That inspired a lot of feelings in me. Yeah. I definitely should not have watched that when I was in middle school, but I did anyway. I don't know. I was a very curious, like, kid. If I, like, and I'd look at, like anime forums and stuff like that, and anytime there was, like, a recommendation, I just watch it, or I'd look it up, anything. And I feel like I still have, like, a morbid curiosity for, like, shock value things, I guess. Because I remember I did the gauntlet challenge. Got like, how long ago was that? 7 years ago, I did the gauntlet challenge. I don't know. I just am so curious about everything. Like, if I'm told about something, it's really hard for me to not, like, look it up, you know? Like, when I was in middle and high school, they were like, two girls, one cup. I looked it up. One man, one jar. I looked it up. Goat seed. I looked it up. I looked up anything. If I found out about it, it was over. I looked it up. I looked it up. So over for me. Favorite shock image? I don't think that I even, like, really like shock images. I just, like, am morbidly curious. And we'll just look them up. I do like horror stuff. And I do like fictional gore. But I'm really bad with like real blood, like in person. Like I'm really, really like skittish and really anxious about like even like a little bit of blood in person, but I can like watch like gory things, whether it's like fiction or nonfiction, but if it's like in front of me, I get really anxious. Tub girl? No, I've never heard of that before. Oh no, why did you tell me about a new one that I'm gonna look up after this? No, it's so over for me. I thought I was past this. I don't want to look it up while I'm here. I'll look it up later. I'll look it up later. It's awful. Oh my god, like, can you vaguely, like, mention what it is? Like, vaguely? Oh my god! I'm cursed, Shiki. I'm sorry. I'm also a cursed individual. I'm a very cursed individual. There is a girl and there's poop! Okay. It's fine. It's fine. I think I can survive it. Oh my god. My puppies are sleeping so soundly. I'm so glad. I'm so glad that they feel comfortable in this house. Sometimes it really takes a while for an animal to get used to this kind of change, so it's nice that they're adjusting so well. My little loaves. My little burnt bread loaf and my little weenie. They are so sweet. Oh, she is always terrorizing Pepper, though. Always terrorizing. This house is so empty. I think it helps having my dogs, though. I feel like I'd be way more scared of being here by myself if it weren't for them. I feel so safe that I even, like, sleep with my door open. Like, in order to look out the hall. Usually I'm too scared to, like, have a door open while I sleep. Because, like, what if I open my eyes and there's someone standing there? But I like to keep the door open so that the boys can go drink water if they need to. Or get up for any other means. Like, if they need to get around. Some of the songs in Hazbin Hotel are really good. I low-key want to do a cover. Alright, guys. Well, I think I'm gonna wrap it up here. And I swear I was supposed to do a chore. Oh, I'm going to go vacuum the other room and take my little dogs outside. And then I might take a nap. So, thank you guys so much for coming to my little annoying talking space. It was nice to, like, get to talk to you guys a little bit today since I'm most likely not going to stream. If I am not as tired when I get up from my nap, I might stream for a little bit. But if not, then I'm still glad that I got to, like, talk to you guys and, like, you know, do this little thing. So, yeah! Thank you so much for coming to my little space. And I will see you all later. As a reminder, I do have a Yandere ASMR premiere in, like, 4.5 hours. Yeah, 4.5 hours, so. If I don't see you in a stream, then I will definitely see you in the waiting room there. All right, guys. Bye-bye for now, Yashiki.